So for those wondering, I did finally make it to L.A.
L.A.?
Yay.
You got to say it like that. L.A.
L.A.
To the Cecil Hotel?
Did you get some
street tacos
in L.A.?
I did not.
Did you get Roscoe's?
I did.
All right.
That's the whole reason why I wanted to go was Roscoe's. So I'm not going to recap this, but because we talked about this 2 weeks ago, but you know, I've been trying to go to L.A. for a long time. Something happens every time. It's almost like the universe doesn't want me to go.
Mm-hmm. You should have taken that as a sign.
Right. Like it broke my leg, the universe.
Like that chick in a Cecil Hotel?
Day one. there's a body here in the room, but I love this place.
I'm trying to search myself, and I don't know who I am, but I think I'm going to find myself in this mangy, dungy, rundown.
Moldy hotel.
It just needs to be spruced up a little bit.
Yeah.
But she's good. Hey, she has good bones.
She has good bones. We have a dead body every day, but that's just part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of the hotel business.
It's the ambiance.
Yeah. So, you know, I decided that last weekend, it was a holiday weekend, I didn't have anything going on, might as well bite the bullet, go to L.A., because to get there would be free, basically. Now, once I'm there, it's ridiculous. I was on a holiday weekend, you know, and a weekend in general, everything's just ridiculous. I just forgot how expensive L.A. really was. Next time I go, Eric, we're going together and splitting a bunch of stuff.
Well, no, I don't think it was that expensive.
No, this weekend
One bedroom?
No, we're going to get a suite.
Okay.
Because I know whenever we last time we went, well, I mean, it was years ago, but we never really went crazy spending money. Like,
I'll tell you this.
At Dave & Buster's, and it was a reasonable price.
Yeah, I'm not talking even in the restaurants. I'm just talking about the hotel.
You went to L.A. and visited a Dallas staple restaurant where it was invented in Dallas.
It was right next to our hotel.
Yeah.
Like it was in the same building.
Did you hit up the Chili's too?
We did. At the airport.
Oh, we didn't we?
Yeah.
God. Well, what else is there? Did they have an old Phoenix there? Did you go to Camp
on the border?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, they have a Taco Bell. That's incredible. To die for.
No, it's Del Taco. Actually.
Yeah, Del Taco.
Yeah.
Got to do the Del Taco in L.A.
And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go. I'm not going to relax until I'm in L.A.
Okay.
Because something can happen. I stayed home a lot. I didn't go out anywhere. I didn't do anything because I didn't want to break another bone that would prevent me from going. So the day comes. I get to the airport. I'm sitting in the airplane. Everything's working too smooth right now. Anything can happen. But they're, you know, they're going through the flight attendants are doing the little cross check stuff, you know. So I'm like, wow, this might actually happen. I might be in LA here in a few hours. About 10 minutes past when we're supposed to take off, the pilot comes on. Let me get the pilot voice here.
Did you fly out of DFW?
Oh, my God.
Love Field.
Oh, my God.
That's the right choice.
If you pull a William Shatner in the Twilight Zone.
No.
I'm going to fly his window.
I did say that, though, a couple of times on the flight.
There's something on the wing.
Test. There we go.
So the pilot will come on, and he's like,
thank you for flying Alaska Airlines. We're just filling up some last-minute paperwork, and then we'll be out on the way probably 10 minutes.
They told you they were filling out paperwork?
Yeah, last-minute paperwork is what they said.
Paperwork? What? Like insurance policy?
Yeah.
They found out someone on the flight has $1 million leg.
No, it's the application for the pilot. Hey, it was new.
Real quick, were you like, I can't go through the metal detector?
No, it doesn't go off.
What?
I have no problem. I went to a DMX concert rest in peace, and they wanted me, and I had them specifically wand me around the leg. No problem.
You were like, hey, check here, man.
Yeah.
Check over here.
I might have a bomb in here. So anyway, the guy says, yeah, they're filling last minute paperwork, yada, yada, yada.
It's orientation paperwork.
Yeah.
It's a sexual harassment training, continued education.
So he says, it takes 10 minutes. 20 minutes later, the pilot comes back on.
Yeah, we've got just a message. It's not clearing out on the computer screen here, but we got IT on it, and they'll be...
That's never good.
Oh, 15 minutes or so, we'll be out on the way.
By the way, just for people who are wondering, Clark's watching the Game 7 of the Mavs and Clippers, so he's giving live reaction as we're doing
and
the show.
It looks like Tim Hardaway Jr. just came down on his ankle wrong.
Was it an overseas company? IT?
Yeah, probably was. I don't know. We weren't on. They didn't patch the call through the intercom system. I wish they did. So we're sitting there. About another 25 minutes goes by.
Yeah, we're almost done. We just had to clear this code, and we'll be out in the way. Maybe 10 minutes.
15 minutes go by. This lady in this vest comes in.
What?
And she's like, says something. I can't hear. She's way in the front of the plane. And they had the engines going on and stuff, so you can't hear anything. And she's like, we're probably going to have to deboard the plane, blah, 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 blah. I'm just hearing like bits and pieces of it. And I'm like, of course. Everyone else is frustrated, but I'm like, of course this would happen to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then she says that. So I start unplugging all my stuff, putting it back in my backpack, thinking we're going to take off. And then the pilot comes back on.
Yeah, we just, you know how you have a computer problem at home?
I'm not making this up. This is exactly what he said.
You know, and sometimes you just got to turn it off and turn it back on.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're about to do on the plane. So we're going to shut everything down and turn it back on.
So I say very loud. So the tech support guy said to turn the computer off and turn it back on.
That's the number one thing you do.
Yeah.
Did you try unplugging the plane?
So I'm pretty sure you flew. Was it a newer type plane?
Mm-hmm.
So you were probably flying on one of those new 737 Maxes. And you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so
the ones that were blowing up. And
Well, they weren't blowing up. They were
flash action suit against those.
Yeah. That is actually what they recommend, because what the pilots could have done in some of those situations, and it sounds scary. It really does.
Just run it. Like let it go.
You basically shut the plane down. Shut the plane down. Yeah.
And you're
still going to glide. Well, you're going about 550 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine they shut the plane down, like they turn the key off?
Well, dude, I mean,
and the plane just stops in the air.
To be quite honest with you, you know how slow you're going when you're landing compared to like gliding
in the air. Yeah,
that's what I mean. They're not lowering flaps for landing gear, so they could glide in theory for a good I don't know, man. I'm not a pilot, but like 5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
So like that's
the
whole thing.
Well, you see it on movies when the engine goes out. They're all like, oh no, I have a whole dialogue.
I bet you they're sweating their ass off, like hoping that I hope it reboots real quick, but that was the only thing that could have saved it. So what they're doing is that they got some sort of weird software error.
It was a warning light.
And that's the only
it was a check engine.
Yeah, but those planes that were going down were like, I think they were like 5 and 6 hour plane rides.
Right.
So to be quite honest with you, that's the world we live in.
Yeah, but we hadn't even left we were still at the gate.
Well, would you rather it happen when he's like taking off?
I wasn't mad at all, because again, I expected something like this.
Yeah.
But the pilot kept saying, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes. We got this. We're going to clear it out. The lady had just come up and said, we're going to deboard. And then the pilot comes back on and says, no, we should be good. We'll be on our way in 10 minutes after we unplug and plug back in the plane.
They can't even get on the same page.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then after...
Oh my God.
So the pilot, we're sitting there, and then the plane turns off, comes back on.
Were they unplugging him and putting him back up?
Yeah. To reboot the pilot.
Was C-3PO the captain?
Oh, yeah. So they unplug the plane, plug it back in, plane reboots. You hear the Mac operating system turn on.
Nah, dude. Nah. They're definitely Windows.
That's the problem.
They're definitely Windows.
That's what it was like, that big dung.
They got the blue screen right before takeoff. They're like, PC load letter. What the f*** does that mean?
So then the plane comes back on. Everything reboots. Pilot comes back on about 15 minutes later.
Yeah, so things have just gotten from bad to worse.
And I'm not making that up. Exactly what he's saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Even from bad to worse. We're going to have to deboard the plane. And then we have to. So basically,
what happened was,
no. There was a pilot sensor. Voice because I'd rather the pilot voice be. So, I want him to get conversational.
This is what happened.
So here's what's going on. We have a wing ice sensor on the plane.
Yeah.
That detects ice on the wing, and we thought it was an error, but it's not. In LA, it's a certain temperature, and the system is saying that we might form ice on the wing if we go in at this time. So we're going to let it pass, so the warning light goes off, and then we'll start our trip to LA.
Dude, that's crazy.
So I said, maybe this is probably not going to happen, you know? So we get all of our stuff, get off the plane, and it's about an hour, 15 minutes, they start boarding the plane back again. So it wasn't terrible. It wasn't
the same plane.
Same plane. Because what it was is a sensor that was basically saying, hey, there's potential for icing on the wing if we go at this point because of the altitude or whatever. So wait till that, whatever that moisture or whatever was in the air, wait till that passes and then we can go. And that's how they were able to clear the code.
So it wasn't an error. It was like a warning saying, hey, don't go.
Yeah, it was a little like...
Because you guys could possibly die.
Well, it wasn't even like that. It was more of like a, it was like a TPMS light.
But meanwhile, if this was 1973, the pilot would have just lit up a cigarette and been like, screw it, we're going.
Yeah.
Fasten your seatbelt.
What was that Denzel Washington movie where he's a pilot and he's always drunk and high?
Oh, gosh.
Snakes on a Plane?
Spirit.
With their training manual?
Yeah.
The training video.
Denzel Washington. It's called, and I forgot what, Whit Whitaker. That's what his name was in the movie.
Okay.
So those pilots would have gone Whit Whitaker.
Well, I mean.
Loaded up a joint?
I mean, that's the thing is that like when, I mean, planes were analog at some point.
It looks like it's just called flight.
Flight, that's it. Flight. Yeah.
And fly so, spirit. Like, a lot of people say that like, hey, a true pilot is one that can actually, you know, feel the aircraft and know the conditions and has
like
done that.
Sully.
Done that. Yeah. I mean, and he was an Air Force trained pilot. So you can't, and I'm guaranteed, probably more than likely, your guys that were flying the plane had some sort of military training.
I think it would have been fine. I think it was just
why because
the FAA probably
now they're easily
let
to get hired. They get hired way quickly, and for you to work yourself up as a commuter flight.
He didn't have any type of IT experience.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is that now pilots are basically subtle computer engineers.
I think everything would have been fine. You know,
yeah,
I think,
I'm pretty sure
a pilot
thought it would too.
I think it would have been. It was just like a TPMS light. Hey, you're a little low here. It's a little suggestion light, but in order to take off, you have to have all those lights cleared, and that's what they had to do. So it wasn't like the plane's in danger type situation. But anyway, so we load back on the plane, but now the computer system is down. So when you go back into reboard, they can't scan your thing. They have to write it down manually on a piece of paper. My name, seat number, all of that stuff.
What?
Because the computer system's down. So then we all get on the plane and we're sitting there. 15 minutes. Pilot comes back on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be off here in about 15 minutes. We just have to call Seattle.
Which is where Alaska headquarters are. They have to call the roster. They got to call that in because they can't send it electronically.
The manifest.
Because the computer's down. So they have to manually go in and say, Micah Zavala's in seat 20A, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody on the plane. It's a full plane. So that's taking forever.
Just about 10 more minutes. We'll be out in the sky. LA is really nice right now.
This whole time.
Y'all would be great. Y'all would be so happy if you were here right now.
Hardaway's coming in, guys.
I'd be thinking, this dude has no concept of time. Like, are we going to make it in 3 hours?
Right, exactly. And he kept saying stuff like...
Yeah, or bedside manner.
Yeah, no, that's the first thing I thought is that dude would have been a totally terrible doctor.
But that's what Southwest does. I mean, it's, you know, I'd rather my pilot, or sorry,
Alaskan.
You're right. But Alaskans, I mean, if they're at least transparent with you, hey, let me know what's going on.
Yeah, but don't tell me 10 minutes and it's going to be like, if there's a problem, you should have told me there was a warning light, a check engine light on at the very beginning that you're trying to work to clear it. I know that you're trying to comfort us and letting us know the plane's okay, but don't tell me 10 more minutes and we'll be off in the air.
And then once we get in the air, we're going to fly as fast as possible to get there on time.
Like, why wouldn't you do that all the time? Why wouldn't you fly as fast as possible all the time?
That's get one it. Of the...
there you go.
That's one of the bonuses of Southwest for their pilots. Like, if you can, like, keep your flight time shorter than they're scheduled,
like,
you get bonus money for that.
It's like when you, like, you're driving and you do your map somewhere and it's like you'll be there in 9 minutes.
Come on!
That's a Southwest pilot, by the way. We made it 5 minutes early. Thank you, fine Southwest. But
we made $50.
Yeah, we were delayed 2 hours.
He called his wife. Go ahead and buy that dress. So anyway, now it's taking another...
Wait, how long has it been since your schedule time?
Oh, it's been 3 hours now.
What?
Oh, damn. You could have been in LA by then.
Yeah.
At least you could have walked to LA. Sit in the plane the whole time.
Or at least I'll pass.
Right, at least we got an hour to go back into the airport.
Yeah.
So then the pilot comes back on.
So yeah, headquarters aren't taking our manual piece of paper we wrote everyone's name down on. There seems to be some sort of discrepancy. So It's just taking us a little bit. We're trying to figure it all out.
You know
what?
It was you. Like, I know what it is. They misspelled your last name.
That's what it was. No, Z-A-V-A-L-A, not a B.
We got a Michael Zavala? I don't know. I can't pronounce it. He needs to get off this flight. We need to figure out who this is.
So 10 more minutes, right? So we're sitting there. And then this lady next to me, across the aisle from me, she ain't having it. This is it. She goes, excuse me. She calls the, that's exactly what she did. She said, excuse me. She calls the stewardess over. They need to tell us what's going on. Because this is crazy. They're not telling us what's going on. She's like, well, ma'am, they are telling you what's going on. Like, they've explained the whole process. You know, that's what she's saying. But everyone on the plane knows what's going on. You know what? Y'all need to give me some accommodations. Accommodations? What do you want, a Motel 6? La Quinta? What do you want?
So you had a Karen.
Oh, yeah.
How about the accommodations that we get you there?
Yeah.
You don't die.
And you don't die.
Don't die in the air, yeah. Y'all know how much money I spent on these tickets?
Like this sounds
not that much because you're sitting in coach with me.
Sounds like the woman that, like, if there's a problem with the plane and the damn masks drop down and you see the wing is on fire, she's still demanding a drink.
It's gonna ruin my makeup. So she gets in this whole thing with the stewardess. I'm about to bring out my phone camera.
Yeah,
because I want to be on World Star. Because she was this close to get kicked off the plane for sure. But the stewardess handled it like a pro. She's like, this lady's going off and off and off. And she goes, ma'am, this is what, and she's trying to like talk over her to explain what's going on. She goes, don't raise your voice at me. You got attitude. And she goes, ma'am, I'm raising my voice so you can hear me over everything that's going on right now. She goes, you got attitude. You're going to lose attitude. And that steward goes, okay. And just walks off.
Hell yeah.
That's my kind of stewardess.
And then, at the end, they give us like free drinks or whatever we wanted, you know, once we actually took off.
Like, let's get drunk. We don't know if we're dying.
Right.
Hey, if I'm going to die, I'm at least going to do it with a legal alcohol limit over the, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like right now.
I've had a few white claws.
He's had a few white claws.
This is not my first white claw experience, because I think you ordered one at a bar and didn't like it. And
it was awful.
Yeah.
That was a raspberry one.
They're terrible.
I don't know. Get yourself a grapefruit.
That's what I got up next. But
all right, you take the last grapefruit. You take the last grapefruit. I'll drink the rest of the trash.
And then, so we finally get in the air. We get in LA. Everything's great. Go to the rental car place. And
Please tell me they couldn't give you a rental car because they had to reboot it.
No.
Please tell me that.
So in LA, the parking, at least in Hollywood, the parking's very small. You know, it's very, very tight parking. You got a lot of poles and stuff. It's just really weird. And so I always try to get one of the smallest cars possible so I can.
Smart car.
Yeah, maybe not a smart car. I don't want to die. But like a Ford Focus or a Toyota Corolla, something small that I can still put my luggage in the back and all that. So I had reserved, I think it was a Ford Focus. I go to this rental car place that is way off the beaten path. It's not a Hertz. It's not budget. Nobody,
it's just like locally owned.
Yeah. I think it's called Economy or, you know, Cash Car or something like that.
Gosh.
So I get an Uber to take me there because they don't have a shuttle.
It's not actually in the airport.
Well, nothing's in the airport at LAX. You have to go off a little bit. It's in that area, but they don't have their own shuttle that picks you up. They have a lady in a white van that picks you up.
Where? Ooh. In the corner by the Cecil?
I don't know how to.
Does
I'm like, have, do y'all have a shuttle? Once
does
I got
the van
there,
have windows?
No, I don't think it has windows, but they have a lot of candy and crackers and stuff on the inside. It's really nice.
Did the van like have some sort of like weird tune playing? Like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
Is that his name? Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim. The yeah. Old, yeah.
Through the window. When the sweat dropped down my balls. That one. That song? So I just got tired of waiting for, because they say that there's a shuttle, but then you see all the shuttles go by multiple times and none of them are for this, you know, cash for rental or whatever it's called. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to Uber to it. So I call an Uber, go to the rental car place. And I said, yes, I got a Ford Focus. They said, well, we have your car here, but we're actually going to put you in, we're going to upgrade you. Oh, okay, cool. What kind of car? A minivan.
Hell yeah.
So we're sitting outside waiting for the van to come down the little corral area. And there's a cool minivan, like a really nice, brand new, decked out minivan. I thought, okay, if they give us that, I'm good with that.
Like, and wow. It just rolls on by.
It rolls on by.
Here comes the Astro.
So here comes, yeah, exactly. This white van's all beat up, scraped up on the side from hitting poles and stuff. Comes down. I'm like, oh, maybe that's just
it's Clark's car.
Maybe that's the shuttle. Yeah, yeah, it looks it looks slightly better than Clark's car.
You know, fuck all y'all. I'm proud of my 4Runner.
Slight
my
water damage, you know, from the storm.
It has some hail dents all over it.
So what this kind of reminds me of, you ever seen the movie Vacation, the original?
Yeah.
So it's like
National Lampoon.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like Chevy Chase's character Clark Griswold.
See.
Yeah, pretty much me.
Just way like, more successful. He has a family and stuff.
He's thinking that he's getting the sport wagon. And then Eugene Levy pulls up and he's like, no, this is what you got. You got the family truck shirt. And he's like, hey, if you think you hate it now, just wait till you drive it.
That's exactly what this. So I get the van comes in. It's all beat up. Load everything in.
There's a blood stain in the back.
Blood stain in the back.
Like the back seat has been removed. They can't find it.
Yeah. So I load everything in. But so this is the cheapest rental car place I think in LA for this weekend. I think guess how much I paid for it for 3 days. How much I paid for this rental car? Just guess. Memorial Day weekend.
You're in LA. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend. But
four bills.
But it looks six. Like I'm gonna go
$1.
I'm gonna go $129.
Spider's the closest at $400.
Jesus.
And because everywhere else. It doesn't matter what kind of car you got, was at least $500 to $600.
Why? Okay.
For 3 days.
Okay. So I just had a trip to Jacksonville and I had the option to get a rental car.
Yeah, but that's Florida.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, you that's know? Florida. I'm in LA. I'm in California.
I didn't mean to, you know, make a comparison with the state.
We're talking about Salt Bay versus Outback at this point. What are you talking about?
Oh, dude. Don't let my friends catching you talk bad about Jacksonville. Actually, they said at the wedding I went to, they said, hey, how do you like our white trash town? And I'm like, you know what?
It's
like,
fit in here.
I was like, it's like Mesquite.
These are my
with a river. Yeah, it's like no Mesquite doubt. With a river.
Well, remember Leah from Vic?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where she was from. And that was perfect the whole description. Thing. Yeah.
Clark's
yeah.
like, these are my people.
Oh, dude. No, I had.
This is where I come
I had,
from.
I seriously had the best time in Jacksonville. And yeah. I came back with.
White Claws.
No. They actually had their wedding at a brewery.
Oh, that's classic.
And like, dude, I drank all their beers. They're okay.
They actually had their wedding at a Hooters.
But dude, it was unbelievably fun. I've been in such a great mood for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you're moving there now?
I don't know, man.
Maybe you don't know
if they'll give you a job.
I applied to a credit repair place over there.
If it plays.
You'll get a job over there.
Okay,
sounds
you
like.
Need to get that story straight. The company that I was trying to get a job for, it wasn't credit repair.
Yeah.
It was just a financial institution.
Radio Shack might be hiring.
You know what?
All right, we're off. You know what? We've gone way left here, though. let the dude finish his story.
Oh, right, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. My trip to L.A.
The murder van rental car.
Yeah.
So the rental van, it was so expensive. Get in the car, get on the highway, heading to Hollywood because I stayed at the W. And this thing is the worst thing. You punch on the gas. You have to go halfway before the vehicle would even move.
That's just minivans in general.
Yeah. I mean, I remember liking minivans when I was in high school because my buddy had one. And his parents had one. And we would, if we did shows or whatever, you know, they were in a band.
It's great if you're a band.
Yeah. And it's comfortable. But to drive it, it's completely awful. So here I am bumping West Coast hip hop in a white minivan driving
like, hey,
down
there's
the 101.
An ice cube.
Yeah. So I'm driving down and I'm like, I can't do this. I cannot drive this for 3 days. So we get to the hotel, valet it.
Valet a busted up car at the W?
Yeah. There was like Maseratis, all this stuff. And here comes me, Beverly Hillbilly.
Now don't scratch it. Okay. Yeah.
Don't scratch. I flip the keys to the valet guy. And then they valet it. Don't see it again until I'm ready to go back to the airport. And that was pretty much. So once I was there in LA, once I sat in the hotel and once I was at Roscoe's the next day, I'm like, I made it. I can die happy now. It was a great trip. Just relaxing. I didn't really do much. Roscoe's was all I went for. And that's what I got.
It looks like they have Zipcar in LA too, man.
I know. I should have done Zipcar. I honestly, the reason why I got a rental was because I didn't want to. Uber was really expensive, and it's just here where like you're waiting 20 minutes for an Uber now, and so I didn't want to do that. So I thought rental would save me money, but it really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It.
Yeah. Oh, come on. That is a foul.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I know.
Spending $400 on a minivan.